Hello.
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 Hello. Mr. Mandeep?
Yes.
This is Jonathan from the Commonwealth Bank Security.
Yes.
All right, sir. Yesterday we have made you a cancellation, right?
Cancellation?
Yeah, the transaction. Somebody has tried to hack your account from the United States of America, sir. So we have detected your IP address has been compromised, and we are going to report a cybercrime activity on the Australian Cybersecurity Center today, okay? For a further investigation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, sir, the mobile phone which you are using, like on your mobile phone, you do got a Google.
Yeah.
Okay. On the Google, open up the Google once. Because, sir, what those people did, they have also tried to order few iTunes Apple gift card, which you have never tried to order from your end, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you on the Google, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on the Google, what do you see exactly?
Nothing.
Can you see search? Can you see search Google or type URL, right? Can you see the search?
Yeah.
Okay, type, tap on the search and type there M for Mary, Y for yellow, my. MY.
Yeah.
Alright, now give a space. Give a space, then type the number 1, the numeric 1. The number 1, okay?
Yeah.
Now, P for Peter.
1.
After 1, type P as in Peter, okay?
Yeah.
Alright, after P, give a space.
Space.
Alright, now type address, ADDRESS, address. A for Australia, D for doctor, again D for doctor.
Yes. Yeah. Hello, this is George calling you from the security department of Visa MasterCard.
RESS, address. And then give a space country. Can you see any suggestions showing you my 1P address country, sir?
Yeah.
Search for that. Click on that, my 1P address country.
Yeah.
All right, now what's come up on the screen? Can you see?
It's about my IP address.
Yes, can you see the location? Don't share out the number, don't read anything over the recorded line. Just check the location there.
It says USA.
United States of America, right?
Yeah.
This is the thing, sir, that the transaction which have been made behind you, you haven't got any email or any notification about those payments, right?
Yes. No, I haven't got any.
Okay. All right. Now, sir, you can delete this from the search. Remove that my 1P address country. Delete it from there. Okay?
Yes.
Have you deleted that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you can see there. On the search, type there ACSC Australia. A for Australia, C for Charlie.
Yeah, hello, this is Josh. Hello. Calling you from the
As for Sunday.
So how are you today?
MC.
As for Sunday.
Yes, already.
All right, now C for Charlie again.
Yeah, and Australia.
ACSC Australia. Can you see ACSC Australia, sir?
Yeah.
Click on that, ACSC Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you can see ACSC homepage.
There is some kind of cybersecurity.
Yeah, ACSC homepage. The Australian Cybersecurity Government.au. Can you see the home page? You can see below down the ACSC home page.
I can see where you are from your
cyber.gov.au. Can you see any option like that, sir?
Yeah, homepage, yeah.
Yeah, click on that. Now, once you click on that, what do you see?
Protected personal devices and phones.
Yes. Now, you can see somewhere it says report. Report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see?
IP report driver.
Yes. Can you see? Who are you reporting on a behalf of? Yeah. Can you see who are you reporting on a behalf of?
An individual.
Yes. Select your individual. Select an individual because as you are, your individual account has been targeted, so we are reporting you as an individual, sir. Okay.
Okay.
Have you clicked on that, the circle?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you can close the Google page, okay?
Okay.
Close the Google page, do let me know.
Yeah, I closed the Google page.
All right. Now, sir, you do have an application called AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
Yes. I have that application.
All right. You'll be getting a security number. Now, the Australian Cyber Security will be shifting the IP address back really exact your location. To make. Yes. Open up that. Can you see it is a red one, right?
Yeah.
Is it the red one? There will be a white diamond logo.
Yes.
All right. Now, can you see the numbers over there?
Yes.
Can you see any numbers? All right. Help me with the number, sir.
99.
Read out the number.
994.
All right. Can you tell me the number? Okay.
994.
994.
748.
Yes.
915.
Yes.
That's all.
Okay. Nine one five. All right. Now just wait. Now you will be getting a security warning, sir, because the Australian Cyber Security is removing those hackers, those people from your IP address. Uh-huh. So you might be getting some security notification. So if you get any notification, do let me know. Okay.
Okay.
Now, check your screen. If there is any notification coming up, sir?
Yes, it's the screen.
I trust this call. Can you see a small yellow sign that says, I trust this call? Click on that. Tap on that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you can see the security warning. There will be a two check boxes. I am aware of this and don't show this message again. Click on both of them, then accept. Then you will be able to see the Commonwealth Bank has sent you a security session request to remove those hackers from your IP address with the real-time monitoring security. Now click on accept, allow. Now what do you see?
I see screen broadcast.
Did you click on the boxes? I am aware of this and don't show this again.
Yeah. I only clicked on
start broadcast. Can you see start broadcast? Click on that start broadcast. Okay, the start broadcast option. Wait. Now, you will be able to see, sir, the security number as well. ACSC, the Combank Security. All right. Now, from the bottom side of your screen, go to your home page. All right. And you do use a Combank application, right? Okay. Now, what you need to do, just be online, sir. Don't do anything, okay? Just hold the line for a moment. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. Now log into your account, sir, to check. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, log into your account. All right. Okay, now we are going to cancel up the more transactions here. Now, where you can see your name, you can see on the top, it says MA. Yeah, click on that. Now, can you see accounts and payment limits? Click on that payment limits. Okay, click on that, payment limits. Okay. Now, tap on the back arrow. Okay, now again, click on the X where you can see. Okay, now where you can see any option cards, click on the cards option there. Okay, now where you can see the option show, click on show. Show. Okay, wait. Now, sir, we are going to cancel the iTunes Apple gift card which was been tried to order behind you, okay? Now, again, click on the home. Come back to the home. All right. Now, where you can, now, what we are going to do, we are just going to cancel up those transactions behind you, okay?
Yes.
Now, can you see the option dollar sign?
Yes.
All right. Can you see cardless cash and deposit?
Yeah.
Now, can you see the option close? Click on close and just be on the line, okay? Just hold the line for a moment.
Okay.
Are you there, sir?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Can't you hear me?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
I'm right here.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm
right
here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, clearly.
Hello? Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm right here.
Thank you.
Hello, are you there, sir?
Yes.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, just wait. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Just a moment. Shortly again, the person will come to you and he will talk to you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
All right. Now, sir, we have gotten updates. What those people did, they have tried to first make a cancellation for a cardless cash withdrawal. So we are blocking the $500 first behind you, okay?
Okay.
Now, can you see the dollar sign on the bottom down? It says pay, the dollar sign.
Yeah.
Now, can you see cardless cash and deposit? Click on that. We are securing these funds. All right. Only click on cardless cash. Okay. Now, can you see the amount? You can see enter the amount. You can see there will be a pencil logo there, a sign like a pen. Yeah, and make it to 500. Okay. Now, on the top, you can see somewhere it says next. Click on next. All right. Now, on the description, can you see it says enter description? Type there. Yeah. Allowance, tap on allowance. Yes. Now tap on done. Okay, now click on next. Okay, click on confirm. Yeah. Perfect. Wait.
It's
error. Yeah, can you see we have securely cancelled this transaction again. Click on OK. Click on OK. Wait. Now, where you can see amount.
Yeah.
Wait. Make it 400. Click on done. Wait. Don't do anything. Wait. Just wait.
Hello.
All right. Now, what you need to do, sir, just log out from your application. Log out.
I'm logged out.
Okay, now go to the Google. Okay, now type there iTunes, Apple Woolworth gift card, Apple Woolworth. Yeah, Apple Woolworth. Give a space after Apple Woolworth gift cards. Apple gift card Woolworth. Type Apple space gift card Woolworth. Apple gift card Woolworth. Yes. Now come down. You can see all entertainment gift card. Apple entertainment all gift card. Click on that. Yes. Now, can you see on the top there is a three line and menu?
Yes.
Okay. Now, click on all gift cards. Okay, now can you see the wish? It's giving you the orange color gift card wish. Click on that. We are canceling 5 gift cards, sir. Now come down, scroll down. Now, can you see 1? Make it 5. Click on the plus sign and make it 5. Yes. Yeah, and on the amount, make it 500. You can see 100. Click on 500. Yes. Now click on add to cart. The green box there. Perfect. Now click on view shopping cart. Okay, now come down. Come down. Scroll down. Yeah, click on checkout. Click on checkout. Okay, enter your email address. Enter the details, okay?
Thank you.
enter your mobile number. Okay, now put your details there, your first name, your last name, and your Australian address, so your current location or address. In Australia, currently where you are, just put that address.
I'm done.
Okay. Now click on the checkbox on the bottom. I have read. Go down. Click on proceed to payment. Click on that. Okay. Now wait. Select credit or debit card. All right. Now put your card number there. Do you know your card number?
I know it.
All right. Put it down. Don't read out. Okay, now click on that green, pay 2500 AUD. Click on that.
What's the country of that? Is it in Australia? Sorry? What
is that you have there? Now just wait, sir. You will be getting a cancellation message. Okay. Click on next.
Next.
Yeah, you will be getting a cancellation message. Okay. Now, go to your Combank application. You have get a code over there, a cancellation code. Yeah, Commonwealth Bank app. Yes. Can you see the code? Yeah, it's 163-262. Yeah, 163-262. Go back. Go back to that page on the Google. Yeah, put the code there. It's 163-262. Yeah, click on submit. Go up. Okay. Can you see we have cancelled up again this transaction for you, right? Now just wait. Now just wait. Now, come down. Okay. Now, where you can see 2,500 on the top, tap over there.
Yeah.
Now, go up, scroll up the screen.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Okay. Now, go to the top, tap on $2,500.
This one?
On the top, $2,500, yeah. And where you can see 5, make it 4. Make it 4. Okay, come down. All right, now again click on checkout. Okay, come down. Again, click on that checkbox. Okay, now click on proceed to payment. Okay, now again, let's put your details there. Answer with this card today, have you made any transaction from your end?
I think I ordered some food.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm speaking.
All right, so now put the details again. Yeah, again click on that pay 2000 AUD. Now again the same, you will be getting a cancellation message on the app. Click on next. Alright, go to the Combank application. Yeah, now you can see the notification, the code 435873. 435873. Now put the code there. 435873. Now click on submit. Hello. Now you can see, sir, this time, the second time we have also cancelled up the transaction. All right, now just wait. And so you do got an Australian driving license or a Medicare card?
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, now you can close this page. Now go back to the Combank application. Yes. Now you can, can you see, sir, not a single fund has been debited from your account. Now click on the cards again on the bottom down. Okay, now can you see, go to card settings, click on that. Now come down, scroll down. Okay, and today, how many, what is the time you have made any transaction today?
I think 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. And how much money, like, the today you have spent? Click on the X on the top. Go to the accounts. Click on your smart access.
Yeah. Yeah, this one.
The 725. The $32.
I only made the computer.
All right, sir. And you have get a credit from the Golden Hill from somewhere, right?
Oh, that's my work money.
Okay, now again click on again click on the cart option there on the bottom down. Now click on the dollar sign there. Click on cardless cash and deposit. Click on cardless cash. Alright, on the amount make it 400. 400. Click on done. Now description, type myself. Myself, type myself.
Hello.
Click on done.
Hello,
tap on next on the top. Click on confirm. Alright, click on OK. Now click on the X on the top. Okay, now again click on the dollar sign, the pay. Click on pay someone. Okay. Now, can you see the plus sign? Tap on the plus sign on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Click on bank account. Okay, now tap the back arrow again. Okay, now just wait. Now again click on the X. Okay, again click on the account, sir. Okay, wait. Now, go down, check all your transaction history. Go down. Wait. Go up. Can you see a transfer to Mandeep Acharya, Combank app, cancel. Click on that. Wait. Just wait. Don't do anything, okay? Now tap on the back arrow. Again, tap on the back arrow on the top. Okay, now wait. Don't do anything, sir. Now, on the bottom down, you can see for you. Click on that for you. Okay. Alright, now again. Alright. Now, tap on the home. Okay, now click on accounts. Okay. Now, again, click on the name on the top where you can see MA, your name. Okay. Come down. Wait. Again, click on payment settings.
Payment limit?
Yeah, click on payment limits. Okay, tap on the back arrow now. Right, again click on that payment limits. Right. Okay, just wait. Now tap on the back arrow.
Hello.
Okay, now just wait.
Hello? Hello, this is George Matthews.
Hello.
I'm calling you from the security department of the internet.
Hello, sir. I'm not talking to Mr. Daniel.
I'm sorry, you do got Australian driving license?
No. I haven't got the driver's license.
Hello. Hello, this is John. I'm not sure. I'm calling you from the Yangon. I'm calling you from the
Okay, now what you need to do, you need to click on that accounts and security. Click on that accounts and security. Okay, now all right, now come down. Okay, now tap on the back arrow. All right, again click on the X on the top. Now what we are going to do, we are going to block the transaction which has been made behind you, and without your authorization somebody has tried to make, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, where you can see the dollar sign pay, click on that. Now, click on cardless, click on pay someone. Okay. Now, where you can see your name, Mandeep Acharya, tap on that. Okay. Now, tap on the amount and make it 1950. Go to the top, and where you can see on the top your name, Mandeep Acharya. Can you see that?
Yes.
Click on that.
I'm not able to click that one.
Okay, click on the back arrow on the top. Okay. And so, can you tell me you got any like Australian driving license or a medical card?
No, I haven't got anything.
Any of the both, right? Not an Australian driving license, not a medical card. Okay, not an issue, sir. Now, what we are going to do here is, as we have blocked those transactions, the gift card which was being tried to order behind you, and we are not sure that how it could be possible exactly, like without your authorization, the gift card was being tried to order. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, you can log out from your Commonwealth Bank app. Log out. Log off. Okay. Once you log out, what you need to do, you need to go back to the Google. Okay. Now, where you can see on the cart, click on the back arrow on the bottom down. No. Click on the back arrow, sir. The back arrow.
Back arrow?
Yeah. Click on the back arrow. Now, where you can see minus sign, minus, delete everything. Okay. Now, again, type there Apple gift card rules what? Okay, now click on Apple Entertainment All Gift Cards. Click on that. All right, now you can see that iTunes Apple Gift Card. Come down and make it 4. Okay, now make it 500. Click on Add to Cart.
It says here now is the maximum number of gift cards allowed in your shopping cart.
Come down. Now make it 5. Click on Add to Cart. Where you can see on the top 2000, click on that. Okay, where you can see this light Egypt card. Can you see the X sign? Click on that. Can you see remove all item? Click on that. Yes. Now again click on explore. Click on explore. Now click on all gift cards. Now, again click on the three line on the top menu. Now, can you see all gift cards? Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, come down.
Hello.
Can you see the Apple logo, the iTunes one? Click on that, the Apple gift card, iTunes. The Apple logo? The Apple logo. You can see the Apple logo? Yes. Come down. Okay. Now, where you can see, one, make it four. Make it four. Okay, and you have make it 500. Now, come down. Now, click on Add to Cart. Now, click on again View Shop Cart, View Shopping Cart. Okay, now come down. Now again click on checkout. Now confirm your email address. You can see your details are already there.
And now what do I have to do next?
Yeah, click on proceed to payment. Okay, don't do anything, sir. Don't do anything. Now go back from this Google page. Don't put the card details now because we are canceling. Okay, now click again, tap on the Combank application. All right. Now again click on the dollar sign, pay. Now click on pay someone. Okay, now can you see on the top, you can see a plus sign over there.
Yes.
Click on that plus sign. Click on bank account. Click on bank account. Now we are securing this funds under your account, sir. From the account from where the people try to transfer, we are canceling it. Now put your name there. Now come down on the BSB, 633123. Now come down to the account number, 1984 78935. Okay, wait, I'm reconfirming. Don't do anything. It's 633123 1984 78935. Just wait. Okay, now click on done. Can you see the option done?
Yes.
Okay, now on the top you can see next. Click on next. Okay. Now, on the amount, make it 1950. Okay. Now come down. Okay. Now description. Type their personal. Personal. PER personal. All right, now again click on done. Wait, don't do anything, wait. Wait, don't do anything, wait. Now, on the top, click on next. Okay. Click on pay now.
It says error.
Click on OK.
Yes, hello.
Again, click on next. Okay, wait. Wait, click on cancel. Okay, tap on the back arrow. All right.
So the reason why we are calling you is because about an hour ago someone has exceeded your internet banking from somewhere in California. Do you have seen somewhere there in California?
Hello, John Matthew.
Wait. Now again, on the account, click on next.
Next.
Okay, again click on the amount. Make it 1950. On the description type personal. Click on next. Again click on the top next. Wait. Wait, don't do anything, wait. Click on cancel. Go to the top. Tap on the back arrow.
We are from the 18th birthday, so in Melbourne, and we work
Okay. Now, only type your first name, not your full legal name. Sir. Oh. Okay. Now, click on next. Now, again, click on the account. Yeah, description personal. Yeah. Click on pay now.
Hello.
Click on OK.
Hello, sir. This is James Williams calling you from security team of Eastern North Fire Department. How are you doing today? From Eastern North Fire Department, sir.
Okay, now tap on the back arrow on the top and go back to the logout from here. Okay, go back to the Google. Okay, now put the details, the month and the CVV. Come down. Now click on pay, 2000 AUD. Wait. Click on next. Okay, now go to your messages. Don't go to the bank app. Go to your messages on your mobile phone. Okay, tap on the back arrow. Go to your Combank app. Yeah, put the code there. It's 103578. Go to that page, the Google. Click on submit. Now, sir, what we are going to do, we have canceled each and every transaction. So we have put your internet banking on a hold, okay?
Okay.
And your card has been no more use. You can still use your card, but... What we are going to do, you need to close this page.
Okay.
And how far is your local branch from your residence?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Now, is your local branch is open up today? It's not, right?
I think not.
Okay. So, what you need to do is, sir, close all that. Apps on your phone, close everything.
Okay.
close everything? Okay, just wait. Are you there, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you need to close all the application on your phone, okay?
Okay.
And what you need to do, you need to open up the Commonwealth Bank application.
Hello.
Common Bank app again. Now, what those people did to you, they have try to block your card and your internet banking and they have tried to make some fund transaction, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you can see notification, you have notification, click on that notification option. Okay. Click on the X on the notification where you can see the net code. Can you see view all on the notification? You can see view all.
Yeah.
Click on the settings on the top, the settings logo. Okay, come down. Okay, click on the X. Again, click on the X. Now, sir, what you need to do? Log out from here, okay? Now, as we are trying to track those American people, so your local branch is not aware about the security thing that we are running to track them, all right? Because we don't want you to the part of this fraud, okay?
Okay.
So what you need to do, you need to call up the Combank people and just tell them to I am not able to use my account. My account has been get locked, right?
Okay.
And if they ask you, are you making any payments, are you trying to transfer some money, just tell them, yes, I did try to transfer some money to one of my family members, but I'm not able to do that, all right?
Okay.
One of my friends, and as I'm trying to make any payment, I am not able to make any transaction, I'm not able to pay any bills, my account has been locked. My card is not used for any transaction, for any withdrawal, for any online payment. And if they ask you, have you received any phone call, are you talking to someone, so just tell them no. What are you going to tell them?
No.
Okay. And just smartly, they will ask you a few verification things like your client number, your card number, okay, some of your account details. Just tell them those details. And what you need to do is, you need to just tell them to unlock my account. And if they will ask you, have you downloaded any application on your phone? Are you using any website? Just tell them, no, I'm not doing anything. I was just trying to make some payment to one of my friends and my family member, but I'm not able to pay my bills and I'm not able to use my account. And if they ask you, have you made any OSCO payment? Are you trying to transfer any money? Just tell them, yes, I was trying to make the transaction, but it has not been successful, okay?
Okay.
So what are you going to tell them, sir?
I was trying to make some OSCO payment, but I'm not able to make.
Yes. And if they ask you, have you downloaded any app? So what are you going to tell them?
No, I haven't downloaded any app.
All right. And if they ask you, are you talking to someone? What are you going to tell them?
No, I haven't talked with anyone.
Yes. Because, sir, your local branch, someone from your local branch is involved in this. So we need to find out exactly who are the people. And if you tell them these things, those people who is involved in this, they might be get aware about this, okay?
Okay.
So I will be connecting you to one of my technical person, and he will help you to give you the number where you can call up them. And don't disclose any of your, like, the security that we are running over here. Just talk to them, all right? Give them the details as they ask you, all right? Answer their question correctly, and just tell them to unlock my account. I'm not able to make any OSCO payment, and my internet banking has also been get unlocked. So I just want to unlock. I just want to make payments, all right? So please unlock my internet banking for transaction. And just talk to them and let's see what they are telling you, all right? If they will ask you to come to the local branch, you need to visit to the local branch on Monday. And one of my technical person will help you to assist further, and he will give you the details about that, okay?
Okay.
All right, just hold the line for a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Are you there?
Yes.
All right. I'll give you the phone number of the Combank. Please write it down.
The second. Yeah, you can tell. Hello?
Just wait. I'm giving it to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, write down it's 1-3-2-2-2-1. Yeah, it's 1-3, 3 times 2, then 1, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you can call up in this number and talk to them in a smart way so that they can unlock your card to make purchases or receive payments. And after that, we will do that. And if they will tell you to go to the branch, visit the branch on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right. So can you just give me a moment? Let me check for the details. If anything, I'll give you. After that, I'll make you leave.
Okay.
Okay, so right now I'll make you leave and call up on the number, and I do believe you have understood how you need to speak to them, or what is the way you need to speak to them in a smart way, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. They will ask you for the verification, your details, like your the client number and every details which you have already submitted to them. After that, they will ask you further questions if anyone has given call, because as my previous colleague has explained you, how they are, they will ask you the question to, you know, make you go away. But you need to tell them, I want to unlock the card. I can't purchase anything. You need to do it, okay? And tell them that my bills are getting pending. I can't pay that. Please unlock my card so that I can do that in a simple way. Okay. So right now I'm hanging up the call. You just have a word with them, and after that I will give you a call back. Okay.
Okay.
All right.